Please don't let me die tonight.
My sweet, surrounded by your books. No, not like that. You need to sit up. Sit up so I can see your beautiful face. Your beautiful, cold face. There you go. And there'll soon be a smile on that face. Yes, because I'll deal with Alice. Don't you worry about that. For now, though, you just get some rest. Oh, it's so cold in here. The whole house may as well be outside. Look, you can see your breath in front of your eyes. Try it. No, all right. Just watch me. Shall I get you a book to read? Just for a little bit, just while Mummy takes care of that horrible woman. Can't be done, I'm afraid. They're stuck. Frozen. I told you it was colder in here. You know, I begin to think it might have been better if you hadn't played your little games. You wanted so much to summon something, didn't you? Show your father how it was done. But I'm not sure it was a good idea. I'm not sure at all. We do so hate to be ignored in life, but you know, sometimes maybe it's a blessing. Anyway, you just sit there. I need to check on your sister.
Oh, you do look funny.
Hello, Gloria. So glad I entertain you. For your part, you look surprisingly healthy.
I feel wonderful.
Oh, how nice for you. Does it make up for being dead?
Well, no. No, not quite. I have plans. Oh. Not solid plans, nothing set in stone, but, you know, things I wanted to be.
Or things you wanted not to be anymore.
Oh, you always have to be so clever, don't you? Yes. All right. I admit it. I wanted to be something else, something better. Is that so wrong?
No, of course it isn't.
And now I'm this forever. A walking photograph. Frozen. Still, there's one thing that does help. Then you'll soon be as dead as me.
Oh, for the first time in my life, I'm thankful you're so fit, my girl. Oh, I'm not as young as I used to be, and that was an awful lot of stairs. Oh. Now, normally I wouldn't be happy about you sitting on these cold steps. It can't be good for you. But I know how much you hate being cooped up and, well, I just want you to be happy. There you go. Now, when the sun comes up, you'll have a lovely view of the grounds, all the plants and the trees. You do love your trees, don't you? Do you remember when you fell out of that oak over there when you were little? Oh, God, you've both grown a lot since then. You were chasing after a squirrel or some such nonsense, if I recall. Such a little handful. Had us all running around. I know you'd love to help me now, wouldn't you? But the game I have in mind is just the sort of thing you enjoyed, but you'd better stay there. This is something Mummy has to do on her own. You just sit there and enjoy the view, my petal. Who knows? You may hear something to amuse you shortly. Oh, plenty of firewood. Oh, yes, more than we'll ever need, I think. Oh, yes. An axe to cut off the dead wood. Perfect. Keep your ears peeled. You'll soon hear Mother making kindling.
I should have trimmed that. Sorry. The mistress never liked me to.
You did as you were told.
Much good it did me.
Oh. Yes. Sorry, I should have stopped her.
There's nothing you could have done. I don't mind.
You don't mind?
I think I died a long time ago. It took my body a while to catch up.
Such a waste.
Not every life is worth living. People don't like to think that, but it's true. What difference would it have made, really? A few more hedges trimmed, a few more flower beds dug.
You could have been much more than that.
No, I couldn't. So I was. Nothing wrong with that. No point pretending otherwise either.
And who am I?
The one of us still alive.
Not the only one. Dolores is still out there.
Yes, but not for long.
What makes you say that?
You can't both survive. She won't allow it. I was a soldier. I understand these things. One of you will end up killing the other. It's the way of it.
Oh, come on, old woman. Pick your feet up. Chop, chop.
Oh. You don't have to do this, you know.
Of course I do. You wouldn't understand. It's a mother's duty.
What's done is done.
I'll admit I was angry as well at first. Very angry.
But killing her won't help.
Oh, it'll help me.
Oh, well. Yes, that's different.
Anyway,
I don't mind being dead. It's interesting.
So many things I wanted to know. So many questions I spent my life asking. What's the truth behind our existence? Where do we come from? Where do we go?
And you found your answers, have you?
Yes.
So you know what's beyond? The world outside ours? Oh, tell your mother. Let me know you're in a good place.
There is nothing beyond, Mother. There is only earth and dirt and rot and boredom.
No! That can't be true. I won't have it. The gods wouldn't allow such a thing.
Gods don't care. Either the new or the old.
Of course they care! Didn't you summon them? Didn't you bring them out of the dark?
They like the dark. They're only here for their passing amusement. That's all we are. A moment's distraction. A little broad music hall pitched to the cheap seats. When this is over, they'll go back. They'll go back and forget.
We didn't go through all this just to be...
Trifles? You always did make such a glorious trifle.
Yes, I did. Nobody worth making one for now. Well, if it's entertainment those cold devils want, I'll do my best.
I don't think I can. I'm so tired, I'm so cold. I guess
little Miss Perfect finally begins to crumble.
You have to keep moving. She can't be far behind.
Good. About time someone cut her down a peg or two.
She's dead, but she's still bitter.
Of course I am. Why wouldn't I be? How is it fair that I'm gone, but you keep plodding on? Why does it always have to be about you?
God likes someone who knows how to dust.
That's it. You're a fighter. I know one when I see one.
Can't bear to give up the limelight more, right?
Oh, is there nothing in the afterlife in need of a good polish? I certainly have no need of your presence here, thank you.
Oh, I can't wait to watch you die.
Ignore her.
Oh, it's not difficult. It never was.
Can you hear them? Out there in the snow. Getting closer.
I hear nothing, not anymore. I'm sick of hearing things.
They don't matter. Whatever they are, you just concentrate on the here and now. Concentrate on her.
This thing is heavy. Maybe I should have chosen a lighter weapon. I know what I'm doing with a carving knife or cleaver.
I think it suits your purpose admirably.
Ah, it's you, is it? Come to watch. You always did like to see a little blood spilled.
Such a contradiction. The brain of a philosopher, the heart of an abattoir worker.
I seem to remember you took a shine to it.
No, never that. You're a pig, a horror, a brute. I love my children, but don't mistake that for loving you. When you died, I wore white for a week.
Ah, you never did lose your spirit.
No, only my honour.
And what's that worth?
How would you know? You've never had any.
No, true. I always thought it was overrated.
Except when it came to your book. You hankered for it then.
Acknowledgement, not honour. Respect.
Never mind. Some of us never get what we want, only what we deserve.
I'm not sure you should talk to Daddy like that.
What's he gonna do? Haunt me? Where is that girl? Even with the moon, I can barely see a few feet ahead.
Close. I can smell her.
You're dead. You can't smell a thing above your own wounds. Believe me, I know.
There. You're right. She is close.
Quickly, Mother, quickly. I want to see her open to the air.
Oh, blood will out. Oh, you're definitely my daughter.
What's the pity?
Where are you even going? Do you have a plan?
Getting away. It's good enough for now.
Not going very well, is it? Oh, I'd leave if I could, believe me.
Oh.
For some reason, I seem to be stuck here trailing after you. It's unfair.
On that, we both agree. Oh.
Maybe when it's all over, we'll be free too.
I hope so. I died, and I'm still stuck to her. At least her husband got some peace when he did the sensible thing and froze to death.
Shut up. Say what you like about me, but you don't get to talk about him.
What was he like? Sensible, obviously.
No.
He sailed off to his death rather than be with you. But what did he look like? Was he handsome?
More handsome than you could ever have hoped for.
Not in the end, I imagine. Not in those final moments, frozen to the mast, skin blue, mouth screaming around icy teeth.
Shut up!
Ignore her.
Did they get him down in one piece for the funeral, or were you weeping over a casket of shattered meat?
Shut up!
That answers my question, I suppose. You should have kept a piece, something to remember him by.
She doesn't forget.
Oh, he is handsome. Or was, I imagine. Before the weather had its way with him, that face would have broken its fair share of hearts when it was all there.
Just ignore her. She can't do anything to hurt you, however much she tries.
Hurt? I'm not sure I even can be hurt anymore. Not really.
We'll see about that when Dolores turns up.
She's close, my love. You need to be ready. You need to be on your guard.
Not sure I care. I'm just so tired. I'm so tired and so cold.
No, you mustn't let her win. Not after what she's done. To all of us.
He's right. You have to stay strong just a little longer.
If she kills you too. No. No, that just isn't right. I don't mind dying, but death needs to be paid for. I spent years in debt. No more.
She can't help what she's done, not really. She's as much a victim as the rest of us.
No, not quite. She may have been that once, but what she became, she made her choice. You can't let her beat you. You have to fight.
I'll try.
That's more than enough.
There! A shadow. Is that her?
One way to find out.
Do it, Mother. Bring some heat to this dull, cold world.
I can see them. All sharp and eager, wanting to watch the pantomime. You're giving them what they want.
Good. Because it's what I want, too.
Something in the air. A shift, I think.
She's coming.
Kill you!
Move! Quickly!
You can't let her get the advantage.
Don't let her swing it! Jump at her!
I won't let you! I won't!
No, you've given her room to move. She's getting up! Get out the way!
The old ones are excited.
They're not alone. Kill her, Mother!
Did I hurt you, Catherine? I see that I did. A little blood to melt through the ice.
Get up, girl, quickly. Kick her. Now, while she's down, the axe. Get the axe. Come on. You're stronger than she is. You'll always be stronger than she is.
Stupid woman. You've let her get hold of the weapon.
Shut up!
He's right, Mother. You should have killed her while you had the chance. You've ruined it now.
I don't want to hurt you.
You're gonna have to. Remember what I said. It's you or her. It always is in war.
You don't want to hurt me! It's a little too late for that, don't you think? You killed them! The only good thing that ever came from Hodder Hall! My babies, my perfect little babies!
Perfect. Perfect, you tried to kill me!
I'm sorry about that. I didn't want to kill you. Not really. I got angry, but all I really wanted to do was to...
We know what you wanted to do.
I was doing what you wanted!
And what a mess you made of it.
Yes, to be perfectly frank, I just wanted to kill her. I like killing things. They wriggle and squeal. Oh, it's delicious.
So many voices. There are always so many voices.
Yes, there are. I sometimes wish they would leave us alone.
Don't say that. I can't help it if I'm still here, still with you.
But if please, it would be nice with it.
Yes.
I thought you were the one we needed. The one who would finally make everything all right. So I want for things to carry on. New life. The chance to start again. That's what winter's all about, isn't it? Darkness before the spring. The cold that leads to new beginnings.
But not like that.
You think I don't know? You think I've forgotten? Having him force himself on me!
Blessing you.
No! Yes, not in the way you mean. I loved them. Despite everything, I loved them.
So you thought it was all right to do the same to me?
You would have grown to love them too, of course you would. It's what mothers do.
No, I'm sorry, but no.
It's too late now. They're all gone.
If only we were. Nothing ever goes. Not really.
On and on and on.
Watching you make a mess of it, I cannot begin to express how tiresome that was. And now, look at where we are.
I wish the dead would stay dead.
They never do.
No. No, it seems unfair. All I want is peace.
Doesn't seem so much to ask.
No, it doesn't, does it? Maybe I'll be lucky. Do it! Kill me!
You can't ask that.
Of course I can!
No.
It's the least you can do!
No, I can't. Not that. My
life is empty. Maybe you can't understand that. Not having children of your own, but however broken they were all I had. I really don't want to keep going. I wouldn't know what I was doing it for.
But to ask me to do that?
I can see them. Shining in the moonlight. Their blank faces.
They're excited. They're happy.
All I can see is my own face reflected back. Do I really look like that? So eager.
So hungry. Do it! Kill her.
I'll make it easy for you. I'll make you a promise. If you don't kill me, then I'll certainly kill you. Maybe not now. Not right now. But soon, at the very first chance I get. So you have a choice, my dear. You kill or be killed.
I told you. Didn't I tell you? You have to do it, my love. It's what she wants.
No, it's stupid. It's pointless. Nobody else has to die.
Yes. Maybe I'll wait. I'll wait until you're happy. Yes, maybe that's what I'll do. Wait for the time when you find out what you are, what you could be. Maybe they'll be there to say a new husband, new children. I can take them all away!
Why are you doing this?
Because you have to pay, one way or another!
Will somebody just kill her? I'd do it myself if I could.
I don't want to.
Just get out with it! I'm tired!
Can't ask me that, not that!
Kill me!
Still there?
Yes.
I wish they'd just kill me and get on with it. I'm so weak. Bleeding quite badly.
No, it's all right. Just a shallow wound.
A shallow wound wouldn't bleed this much. Look. Look, you can see it in the snow behind me. Black dots. Little black dots. Do you think that's what they want? More blood?
I think they enjoy more than blood. I think they like pain.
They've seen enough of that tonight. Pointless. Pointless wasted blood. I didn't have to. Do you think they're real? Or am I imagining them?
Like you're imagining me?
Am I?
Only you can know, but you all saw them.
They were all mad. Maybe I'm mad too. And well, what do you want from me?
No, I'm not sure you should do that.
I don't care anymore, not after everything. They don't scare me! Answer me! Follow me around like lost puppies! What do you want?
You're encouraging them!
I don't think it takes much! That's it! Come on, here! I can see you! Properly!
Look at it! Like a child's drawing. Stigma of ice.
It's Big Moon. Face, it's mirror face. There I am. I don't look good. Well, what do you want? I'm not going to run. I'm too tired to run. So what do you want?
Why doesn't it say anything?
Maybe it has nothing to say. It certainly has no mouth to say it with. Just mind reflecting back at me. Never mind. Go away then. I'm not interested in you. I mean it. Either do something, kill me, freeze me, tear me limb from limb. Get on with it. Please, get on with it. You're nothing to me. Either way, you are nothing to me. You see, nothing to be scared of, just mirrors, just cold reflections. That's what all gods are. hard as folly. Ah, must have been walking in circles. Ended up back here.
Keep going. If you can just get to the village.
No! No, no more, no more. The folly's good enough place as any to... At least I can look at the view.
A lot of steps to have climbed. See? You always did have more strength than you realized. You can't see the view from back there, though. You need to sit up here. There's a bench. You can see for miles.
I don't think I can move. Not anymore.
I'll help you. Come on. Show me a little further. See? You managed.
It would be wonderful view if there was some light.
There soon will be. It's almost dawn.
Really?
Definitely. Look at the horizon. It's already growing light.
So it is. Well, there we are. One more sunrise.
Only one more?
I'm not sure I can go on much longer.
After everything you've been through?
Because of everything I've been through. I feel numb, Daniel. Not even cold. Not anymore. Oh, is that bad?
That depends.
On what?
On whether you want to live or not. When you're freezing to death right at the end, you actually start to feel warm.
Oh.
It's the only thing that's good about it.
Am I dying?
Do you fear it?
I don't know. Should I?
It's not the worst thing I ever did.
Is it getting light yet?
Can't you see?
Can't keep my eyes open, but I think I can feel the sun. Is that the sun? Warmth.
It might be. The shortest day survived. From now on, it's the slow climb back towards summer, an escape from the darkness and the cold. A new start.
Doesn't quite feel like one. For me, anyway.
Do you mind?
No.